Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns, and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Are we podcasting, Jen?
I don't know what we're doing.
Thanks for joining our podcast, by the way. This is the I Mom So Hard podcast. Please tell your friends, rate, review, and subscribe. And if you want to see this hot duo in action, Jen's just wearing pasties and a real weird tennis skirt. And
I look like I'm an extra on MASH right now.
Yeah, I'm in camouflage fatigues. Everything's great. You can go to YouTube. You can find us on all the socials. You can also find us on the road, which... buy your tickets now because we're going out on the road in October
and
November.
Yeah, some of the tickets are getting low.
I know, and I'm very, very excited. We're going to have some new material. We've definitely got some things to say. Two-person stand-up show.
You know what? I'm excited about it too because we do have a lot of these shows are like, there's low tickets left, so get your tickets because I read this article about how all these like rock stars are canceling their shows.
I know,
and
don't
stuff.
Even say it. Don't even say
don't
it.
Say
it, like,
it
makes me feel like I just want to... I'm so grateful that we get to do this thing.
Oh my God.
Like, hearing about that, I'm like, oh, geez, what are we doing?
I mean,
I'm gonna go.
J-Lo has lived under the favor of the gods.
I'm going to say this about
by
J-Lo.
The grace of the sun god, I feel like, for
it's
quite
like
a while.
One of my favorite conversations to have because I love to unpack celebrities.
I know, but I do feel like she's been a little bit like, a little like angel kissed for a really long time. And now she's having to work like the rest of us.
Well, I think that is the complaint. I think that she tends to go back to I'm Jenny on the block.
No.
Then everybody's like, yo, you haven't been on the block since you were 16 years old and you've been kind of successful since the jump. You've worked super hard. I don't think that J-Lo isn't working hard.
She gets up at like 5 in the morning to work out.
Yeah, and she doesn't drink and she like, you know, she's so ultimately famous.
Doesn't she have like a liquor line?
Yeah, I know. That's what's kind of a
bullshit.
Bug lately is that I think it's the, you know, at some point.
At least but Jason I think Momoa drinks. He's got his tequila line or vodka or whatever.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a vodka line. He also has a water line. He also has a shoe line. He has a scrunchies line.
I believe he uses all of those items.
But his hashtag is Pride of Gypsies. And as one, I can understand why he wants all those things. He wants to sell a bunch of stuff.
I tell you what,
he's got tomahawks.
You know what
he
doesn't have a bar of soap line, and that's what I love about him.
I actually think he does. He might be coming.
Really?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
I mean, that's what I find attractive about him. Yeah. That's what's great. He's very Game of Thrones. He really is.
But back to J-Lo, I think what's interesting about her is what a weird thing. So she's engaged to Ben Affleck. She, in those interviews, when they go back and show old interviews, she is so in love with him. Like from that point. Then they call off the engagement. 20 years go by, you know, he obviously gets married to Jen Garner and they have a family and then they get divorced and then J-Lo gets married and has family and gets divorced a couple times in there, I think.
Yeah, then she's had like 5 husbands.
I think it's 4. It's okay, no judgment on getting married, but she now has Ben Affleck again and then she seems so happy. And then it's when she wants to do this like documentary about her life and I'm like, J-Lo... You're flying too close to the sun, sister. Like,
there you
keep
go.
It humble. Like,
there
get
you
it,
go.
Pull it back.
Yeah.
Like, if I was hearing about your philanthropy, we probably wouldn't be. Every time Taylor Swift goes to a city, she dumps so much money into a food bank that entire country can eat for 2 years. Like, J-Lo, we're not hearing that.
No,
all you're doing
I know.
Is coming out with another makeup line and another song and another thing. And you've
we
got so much
money.
We
can't buy another thing. I know.
I don't know. There is something about that. You start going, like, I don't like the way that feels.
I think there is this mystique that like there's a lot of actors you see on TV a lot, and they are not rolling in the dough. They're just working actors. But then there
on
are
on TV
like,
a lot, I would say they're rolling in the dough.
Maybe. I don't know. If they're on TV every single week on a TV show,
that's
is
different.
One thing.
That's different. But you're talking like a guest starring actor, yeah, a working
like
actor.
They're
doing all right.
No, and they're listen. They might even be like, who is the bad guy on Slytherin?
Snape.
Yeah,
the grumpy one.
Yes, I read this article about him. Like you knew him from so many things. Like,
are you talking about Alan Rickman?
Yeah, but he died.
He's passed away.
He's
the bad guy in Die Hard. Yes.
But
I love him.
But he was like 42 before he got Harry Potter.
Truth.
And was like hand to mouth, like working,
he was working
as an actor.
I think he was actually working at an ad agency a little bit here and there. And he was doing like, you know, he was like trying to do theater at night. But you're right. Like there are a lot of actors out there. That's the thing.
But that's what I mean. Some of them, you know, like J-Lo's got a lot of money, and there's other ones of that level that I think it's gross where I'm like, don't you have enough?
Yes. There's definitely, it's such a fine line with me. I'm like, there's a couple. I'm like, we're doing ads for recliners now, are we?
Yeah.
You don't have enough money? But I think with J-Lo, she did that doc. I didn't watch it. I couldn't start it.
I didn't watch it.
I watched 30 seconds of it.
Unless somebody's getting murdered in that doc, I can't watch it because that's all I watch.
I think someone did. It was just not literally. I think what she did was murdered her career. Because when she sends,
oh no,
she sits on the edge of the thing and she's like, I'm like J-Lo from the block. I'm like,
no, you're not.
Girl, no, you're not.
You're in a Givenchy dress.
Yes, man.
No.
Like, and you have been, here's the other thing. She's been so incredibly famous, and she can't complain about that because it just sounds like what complaint is that?
No,
because you've got so much money,
she likes it,
but she knows how to handle it. But that is a lifetime of having cameras on you, of having like no privacy, of everything you do being recorded. And I think she does handle it because she knows that she's kind of an icon. But for some reason, all of a sudden, she's back in love with Ben, and it is a firestorm. Also, I just think he looks like he's always smelling something bad. Like, give me a break, Ben. If you don't want the cameras on you, don't go out looking for the
cameras.
They're
living apart, though.
I know.
They're on the way to divorce.
I know.
Right?
What a sad thing.
I know it is sad. It's also highly predictable. I mean, he always—
I didn't predict it. I thought, okay, cool. They get their— I wanted them to have each other and then sort of close the doors. You know, like,
do you
go in and then close the doors.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Please.
Do you look at either one of them and go, now that's somebody easy to deal with?
No, but don't you think two hards make an easy?
No. God, no. You got to have one that's better. Are you kidding me? You don't know how this math works. It's like a battery, so you got to have somebody who gives up. Neither one of those guys, he's like, sorry, I can't go to the Grammys. I'm doing a Dunkin' Donuts ad. Or I got to direct stuff. Why don't you go do your stupid video, you know? And then she's like, can't you wear something nice and like suck your stomach in? And like, you know, they're just constantly like butting. They're too.
For some reason, I feel like she's not. I feel like she's so happy with him and he is a curmudgeon. And
well,
now,
I think she had him fooled just like she had you fooled. Because
I don't think either one of them seems easy by any like stretch, but it always seems like I think he's somebody who's like, you know what I can't do with the fame? And I'm like, then don't do it. Do what your friend Matt Damon did. Have a completely normal life. Living in Florida, going to his kids' games, and doesn't give a shit. Like, you can do that instead of like going to some like cool like Jones on Third, like smoking a cigarette, like paparazzi, stop taking pictures of me. You know, like you're some cool asshole.
Now, that being said,
I like the Duncan spots, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. If he feels like, and I know people like this in my own life, I feel like he I'm not saying it. This is not directed at you.
My Ben.
What?
Am I Ben Affleck in this conversation?
No. Okay. No. No. You know what? You can be sometimes, but you'll know when it is. No. Listen. He feels like he would always want to leave the conversation. Like,
100%.
You wouldn't sit and have a drink outside with him without him feeling like he's gonna better deal.
Better
it.
Deal, yeah.
Yeah.
Nothing and, feels worse than and a better
everybody
deal.
Everybody does that every now and again. Like, you're like, I'm done, I'm tired, I wanna be out of here. The only better deal whatever.
I've got is when I start thinking about that I could be in my bed watching a
exactly.
murder doc.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I should go.
That's exactly what I'm saying. But I feel like that guy always wants to be somewhere he other than where he
That's
is.
That's a terrible quality. If you're a better dealer, that is terrible. And by the way, don't double book in a day because we've been on the receiving end of that
oh,
where like
yeah.
we had a barbecue and there was a new, we were like, you know, meeting new people in our neighborhood. And this couple was like, we'll come over, but then we have to leave at 7 for, and I was like, and then you're going to eat our pizza and drink our beer? No, just don't stop by because now my feelings are hurt.
Yeah.
I better dealers are boo. I don't yeah. think I'm really a better dealer. I think I kind of go and probably stay too long.
No, you don't ever stay
or
too
long. Or I can tell myself, or I just decide I'm going to go home. Irish goodbye.
I can just, exactly. That's what I was going to say is when it's in your eyes and I can see it happen where you're like, you know what? I think I'm tired and I'm done and I want to go home and eat some cold pizza and yeah. whatever. Like I can see it in your eyes and then I'm like, just go.
Yeah, that's just the Dewey. Go. That's
yeah.
the Dewey.
Yeah.
My dad's like, my dad it has so much social finesse except for the exit. I've never met anybody who will so abruptly just leave.
I know. No wonder I
do it because I've never been taught otherwise. He will literally, in the middle of a conversation, since the time I can remember him being my dad, if he's sort of not dazzled by the conversation, there's no, ope, like the Midwest, like, ope, I gotta go.
Time to go.
Time to go. There's none of that. Yeah. It is, I'm gonna walk out of this right now. Like, mid-sentence, he'll just literally at you like, I'm sorry
you're
boring me. I chased
two folks out onto the driveway because I was like, wait, you're going right now?
Yeah, well, they were my dad's, yeah, 4th of July, but my dad, I have to say, it was like a social butterfly at your 4th of July party. Yeah, I was very impressed.
Everybody loves some Dewey.
Yeah, I was like, Dad, if you take another round at the table of desserts, you're not going to make it home. You're
going to say do it.
He just kept, I was like, Dad, how many macaroons? He only made like 20. Like, stop eating them all.
I did. Oh, God, they were so good.
They were
though.
So good. Jeez. Homemade macaroons, next
and
level.
I that's what I said. I was like, these are different. These aren't like mochi or mocha.
No,
these
they're
are
usually.
Like, this is frosting flavored fucking donut.
Yeah,
like,
man.
Flavored.
Way to go.
They were like cake donuts smushed
yeah.
with frosting in the middle.
They were macaroons.
So good.
The ones I taste are shitty because I don't have money to have fancy macaroons.
The fancy ones.
I don't have J-Lo macaroons.
Macaroons can be like the White Claw of cookies where it's just a hint of the flavor.
Greed.
And what I want is the frosting.
Greed.
I want the flavor.
I think a macaroon is a very overrated candy, cookie. You know why? Because you're tricked. Because it looks good.
It
looks
beautiful.
But then you take a bite and you're bored. There I say Ben Affleck.
Well, okay. So that's the thing is I do know that they take a lot. They're like making a crepe. They're hard to make.
Yeah, no
they're not easy to make.
No.
But so I've got loads of regard for people who can make them. I just would prefer like one of those cake, like one of those cookies from Ralph's that's like the top of a cupcake, basically. Oh. It's just half frosting, half cookie.
See
like,
you
that's
later.
What I want.
A sheet cake from Ralph's.
So good.
This is also how you know when my parents are visiting. It is, my parents were visiting because it was 4th of July. It was my dad's birthday and Jen has a party every year. So my parents were coming out. All they can talk about is Jen's party. Literally, they were here for 3 days before we went there. And if I did not hear about Jen's party, I was like, we're going. So much going on. And wait, what were you just talking about? I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought because I had another thought.
Cookies?
Cookies. So thank you. We go to the grocery store. Not a lot of time on our hands to go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
So we go to fancy-ass Gelson's because I'm going to make poke bowls because my mom, I talked to my mom about poke bowls. I'm like, Mom, we're not fully grocery shopping in Gelson's because this is big boy money. This is J-Lo grocery shopping.
Absolutely.
We're going, we
drop
go to Ralph's.
The macaroons.
Yeah, we're not here for macaroons. Yeah. We're here for poke to make poke bowls. And then I got in there and I was like, well, maybe we should buy Dad a birthday cake because, you know, it's tomorrow. And she's like, he doesn't need a cake. And I'm like, well, Terry, good time, fun times. It is his birthday and I think he needs a cake and I certainly don't want to make one. So we walked over, both my mom looked down and they wanted for a very small, maybe you would get very small 6 pieces out of it, like thin, like someone's telling you need to lose weight cake.
Yeah.
And it was $48.
Oh,
and like, my mom was like, over my dead body. Am I buying a cake for $48? And I was like, she's right. I'm not.
I can see her saying that. That was
she had
a really
fit
good
in the middle. And yeah. She's like, he doesn't need that for the love of God. You could go to Holly's, get him a donut, call it a cake and be done with it. And I go, well, that's sad. And I'm not doing that. So we'll go to Ralph's. We'll get a sheet cake. We'll take a Jen's and we'll call it a day.
Those sheet cakes are great.
They're fantastic for $11 or $12. And we know the lady behind the counter so much that she knows, like, I'm like, this one's for Finn. This one's for Eleanor. And we've met her so many times and she like knows how to like spell it out. It's just a different number every time.
Oh, I got to tell you two things. My friend's son works at Ralph's, the one that's by us. I love it because that night I got all the tea on Ralph's. It was so great. There's not much tea. I was just like, here's how I perceive
this
person.
That's weird because my neighbor, his son also works at Ralph's and he's like, it's not the right thing. He's got intellectual challenges, but he is extremely ADHD. Like if there was spectrum for ADHD, he's like really on it. So he has deficits because of it. Michael will talk to me about cheese for a good 45 minutes.
Well, so
and I'm
will
like, I know, I'm like, Michael, I'm with you for 30 minutes. Also, I'm part of your club, but I do have to get the rest of my groceries while I'm here, but he's darling. But also, as I'm buying a sheet cake and Ralph's, I'm like, Michael, you know me, here for some cheese and some cake at a decent, reasonable price my mom while she's criticizing.
I know a lot of people in my Ralph's. I love them. And I did go up to the cheese guy because we have a lovely cheese counter at our Ralph's. And I go, will you please not judge me? I'm going to ask you where the cheese whiz is. Because I got that recipe for Philly's and I had to have cheese whiz and that was the secret recipe.
You can't go to Gelson's because they don't even sell that.
They didn't have it at
Ralph's. Whole Foods, they'd scoff at you.
I had to go to Amazon Fresh to get it.
Oh,
they
okay,
had
well, that
it
makes
there.
Sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know where I've never been and I'm never going in is Erewhon. It can go shove it up its
like
own.
Like a $20. See, you look at Erewhon, you think that's an easy grocery store to deal with or tough?
Good example.
Erewhon and Whole Foods cannot get married because they're both
too hard. That makes really good sense. Where were you when I was like in my young 20s dating, Jenny? Yeah, you're right that you can't have Whole Foods and Erewhon date.
They'd
be too competitive. Yeah. They'd be like, well, at Erewhon, you have to have a membership, but at Whole Foods, you can drop off your Amazon packages.
But then you have Food for Less roll up in its truck.
Which is where I'm hanging out.
Say to Erewhon and be like, hey, I know behind all of this beautiful storefront, you're a hot mess in the back and you smell like dead meat. But guess what? I'm going to love you anyways because I'm down to earth. Get in the truck and I'm going to give you the best love making you've ever
Trader
had in your
Joe's,
life.
Or there's Trader Joe's, just like a hippie rolling up. Like,
oh, he's like, smells.
You know what, Erewhon? You need to like...
just relax.
Just relax.
I used to be like this in my 20s, but now I'm in my late 50s and I don't give a shit.
Yeah, man. I'm not wearing a bra. I'm down to pound.
Here,
Let's go.
Get in my Toyota Celica with the slats in the back. I've had this beauty for 30 years, man. Get in here and let me show you how love is
feed
made.
Feed a family of four for $11.
Oh, my
Erewhon.
God. Yeah.
I can't park for $11
and at
your joint.
And those guys at Trader Joe's, they all have the best attitude. Guys and girls, everybody that works there is like,
it's part of the training.
Oh my God. When they're bagging
Such
up your
lies.
Stuff, they're like, you didn't bring bags? I'm not going to judge you for that. They're like, looks like you got a fun party going here. I stop by. I always say yes.
I feel very lied to because I heard that they get trained on how to be nice. And I was like, I thought we had something, George, but
hey,
we don't.
Could they do that in high school or elementary school? Train people how to be nice. And
I
see
also
if
feel like Trader Joe's people are very specific. They can be from every walk of life, every nationality, but there's something about them that's all like similar, which is this like groovy, cool, like sort of they're relatable. And also like I could have a crush on them and it would never happen.
Would you be surprised if you went to your local Trader Joe's and Owen Wilson is in one of those like Hawaiian shirts? Like, hey, looks like somebody's having a meat and cheese. Somebody likes charcuterie here.
We're
going to
do an Owen Wilson.
I can't do it.
Do it. You got to eat. I can't even begin.
What is it?
Wait, give me one word and then I go.
What is it?
Gosh.
You got a charcuterie plate.
You're going to a charcuterie. That's our best.
So bad. Nailed it. Nailed it.
Gosh.
What does everybody say that he says?
It's that meme where he's like, yo, hey. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I'll do Matthew McConaughey. There's another example. That bro, he's at Trader. He's solidly at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I could see that guy, no shoes on, being like,
I don't like Whole Foods in Erewhon. If you're there, you're not having a good party.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I don't care if you're bragging about buying your family's groceries at Erewhon. We are in different tax brackets.
I say that about Gelson's too, because
I know I give myself Gelson's when I have to buy something that could make you sick.
Oh,
like poke, like you can buy that by the
girl,
pound.
I got bad news for you. You got it. I have a friend.
Costco has it too.
She goes.
There's my friend Costco.
Well, that. My friend goes to the Japanese market where they go downtown and they pick up the fish every day. The Gelson's, all of those, they're all owned by like Vons. Well, they're all the same.
Jen, I haven't
they're
crapped like, yet, so.
Well.
And it's right down the street and the parking is easy. Well,
evidently, you didn't fry 2 hot dogs left over from the 4th of July like I did. Why do I have explosive diarrhea? I don't know.
Guys, I think we can all tell that Jen and I.
How much shit do I look like right now, too? My lips were all white earlier because I'm like, I don't
you told me
right.
Before we got on the live, you go, are you going to put on lipstick? And I was like, am I? And you go, you just look like you're all one color. and then one time I had on lipstick and you go, your lips look like butthole.
If you go too brown, everybody's
lips
look like
a butthole.
I got
a free sample. I put it on and she was like, your lips look like butthole. And I was like,
especially if you purse them or you get
and
mad.
I do. And you
like,
know I do.
Yeah. You
so
don't
I was
that.
Like, well, thank you. And you're right.
I just said, put on some lipstick because you look real showtime with lipstick on. And you had just said, I just got off the couch. I just brushed my hair. Like
I could see like Jen pulling
and
up.
And I don't think
I
you brushed
like,
it. I think you did
no,
this.
No.
She like swiped
it. I knew
it
we weren't
going to
see the back of my hair.
Yeah,
I'm not
no,
going to do that.
The point? Like, who
but I didn't know my parents were going
to
be in the live and looking at their phones while we were on the live.
It's, yeah.
And then I would, my parents.
I thought they weren't paying attention.
They were watching us on the live.
They were just having a very meta experience where they were watching themselves on their phones in the live.
And then anytime anybody complimented them, they wanted to respond.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Tiffany. I did get a haircut. Like, just from the back, they're chiming in. But I got to tell you, they're like, in their 70s, and they're just nailing technology. Like, my mom, like, just...
My mom is good at tech, which I don't know anybody else I can say that about. My mom is good at tech, and my dad is terrible at it. You want to hear the greatest thing you'll ever hear your 77-year-old father say to his 13-year-old grandson? And my son's eyes went, like, up, and they were bright blue. My dad goes, hey, Finn, you got a minute? And I was like, uh-oh. And my dad goes,
let's talk about puberty.
You know, he goes, can you teach me this thing called CapCut? And I go, I said, Finn, do your best, sir.
Oh,
he
man.
Won't even be able to find it on his phone. God love him. He's using the smallest freaking iPhone. And my dad's like, eyes are crossed as he's trying to drag his finger across the side. And Finn was so patient. Finn,
you got to update this phone, Dewey. It's running pterodactyl. Yeah. iOS pterodactyl.
Rotary
so
phones
old.
Don't work with cap cuts, Dewey. It can't have a cord, okay?
I tell you what, like you can't have, here's why you can have Marshalls and Home Goods occupy the same space. They're both easy. They're both, neither one
but
of them
some
is
of
that.
Them carry the same thing the other one carries. Is that like we're okay with that? We're like, oh, I'm a real estate agent.
I did hear this secret thing though, that you can return Home Goods stuff to TJ Maxx. You just can't. Marshall's is the one that is not.
Oh, great. Now Marshall's is like,
Yeah.
Cool. Where's my
so
lady?
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe Marshall's TJ Maxx is just so easy.
She's that, a.
That's why I love her. Oh, that's right. She is. And somebody,
you love TJ Maxx.
My God. Yeah. Cause somebody
you do so well. Those boots you got. I've never met anybody that goes in and literally, you know, there's these videos that show you where you can go in and grab something from TJ Maxx and you scan it and then you go on Amazon and you post that thing and you sell it and you make money. That's how that one guy
what?
Who talks to you.
I knew people were doing
it.
That.
Yeah. They do it all the time. And I think you're one of those people that finds those deals. You just keep them.
Lexi's really good at that. My sister-in-law, shout out Lexi. She has this great TJ Maxx in Vermont, in Rutland, Vermont. And there will be like $2 stuff once it gets down to yellow tickets. But this is what I love. God,
this is an expert people, talking. Everybody.
People, listen, you get those yellow tickets, you know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Here's the deal. Somebody, you buy something really expensive, nice, maybe from the runway section at TJ Maxx, and then they don't return it till day 89.
Wait, what?
Okay, you got 90 days.
What's a runway section?
Okay, the runway section's the designer goods part of TJ Maxx. Oh. The one that I got over here that you're like, they've got that nice section that's got like, and it's not like, I mean, every once in a while you can find something fancy like behind glass. They keep it in this like.
You know me.
No.
If it's behind glass. By
fancy, I mean like it's like a Longchamp bag or something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
deal's
a deal.
So anyways, you've got whatever, 90 days to return it. I don't know if it's 90 days, but somebody waits till day 89 and returns it. That fucker's already marked down to, they're trying to get rid of it. So, but when they take it back, when they put it back out on the floor, it's total clearance. So you got something that like
Jen's
came
like
in
taking
the first
pictures
day.
Of people as they
you better
buy something.
Believe it. I'm like,
and then day 89, she's like, at
can
the
I get
store,
your number? Are like, you going to return that?
You're going to return that bag?
If that doesn't fit, let me know. Hit me up, yo. I'll follow you on Instagram.
Or I'll follow you home.
Yeah, nothing weird. But and Lexi will go into her TJ Maxx and go, hey, how much for the whole rack if I just take this whole rounder of stuff?
Oh, my God.
They'll do that. Like, and if you go to a different city, like a smaller city, they'll totally do that.
Holy crap.
Right?
I can't tell you the number of times I've gone. This is going to blow your mind. I've gone into a TJ Maxx. I've looked at the store, I've seen the line, and I've walked right out. Like, I couldn't.
That's understandable.
But I will say this. So if you haven't seen our swimsuit video, which we shot, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Personally speaking, not much has changed and not much has improved. Except I have less collagen in my face, which is just the truth of age. But
I have a lot more hair back then, too.
Everybody says, where did you find those swimsuits on that video? And I can't tell you how fast Jen and I went into a TJ Maxx. We had maybe 30 minutes. We had no time. And we got in there and we were like, let's buy.
This is dumb.
4 or 5 swimsuits.
This is dumb. Yeah.
Not even for each of us. We bought 3 swimsuits each.
Yeah.
And picked them off the rack. I had no idea what size I was. I had no idea what. And everybody's like, oh my God, did that take so long to like figure out what? And I go, literally put my hand out, grabbed a suit that seemed like my size, and it just happened to be dumb because most swimsuits are. It would have been a better thing if I would have picked one out and been like, that looks great.
Yeah.
The odds of that happening are.
We just picked 3 that we thought would be cute.
Well, and then there was one that I put on and Jen was like,
you can't. A friend, I was like, you cannot. I'm not letting you wear this.
I could sense that the lower region was not
clearly visible. It was getting some breeze down there.
Yeah. I was like, this is going to haunt me.
The trees were swaying. The trees were swaying in the breeze.
It's like, I've lost feeling in my lower region. My right leg is now asleep. What do I do?
Oh, Jenny. This swimsuit fits perfectly except on my right labia majora. Everything on it fits perfectly except that won't make it in. Do you think anybody will notice? Is there anything what if I wore shorts over it? That's you guys. These swimsuits.
It was like pink and it was made of triangles. And I just remember being like, when did that area get so big? And like, just, why does that small, why did that triangle start small? This is why it's on sale at TJ Maxx. Who has this kind of
I don't know.
Lady
and the
parts,
older you get, the weirder shaped it becomes.
Yeah, ain't that the truth? I just had a baby. I was like, I gotta go.
I would love to blame the babies, but I think it's just gravity and going to Chili's too much. And mine is just the weirdest shaped parts. Sorry. Sorry if that's disturbing to anybody. Don't visualize it. Listen, somebody's driving off the road right now to vomit. Sorry.
Or there's a mom listening to it and her 22-year-old college son is in the back with the 22-year-old
girlfriend. See?
Girlfriend in here. Yeah. She's like,
use
listen.
Use protection.
Right now you might be Erewhon and Whole Foods, but there might come a point when you're like dollar store shit, okay?
Oh my God. Yeah. I'm the 99 cent. What do they call that? The 99 ranch.
What's the okay? There's Dollar Tree. There's Dollar Store.
99 cent only is out of business.
See, you know these things, and
you know what though? You know why didn't they just make it the $2 store?
Because it was never a dollar for anything.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
Yeah, here's
they give you paper plates, three plates for a dollar. That's a ripoff.
No, they had good deals. They really did have good deals.
Ugh.
I'm telling you,
what was the good deal,
you guys? All like party decoration stuff. Like
I know, but then you would go buy what? Like one necklace?
It would be like 8 or 10 plates for a dollar.
All right.
Which is a pretty good deal because if you go to like the party store, you're gonna pay like $7 or $8 for like 30 plates. Probably.
Yeah, we did that and then we used them for 3 years because I was like, we are not paying that again.
You come to my house at Christmas, you're getting a 4th of July plate. I can 100%. Tell you right now because
we just use them.
So I went when the 99 cent store was going out of business. I went there and everything was 40% off. You do the math. That's approximately 60 cents.
I've never been there when there's a sale. I didn't even think you could do that because that's just free.
I bought all the shit. I bought so much stuff. My husband's about to leave me. You should look at my garage before you leave because—
I don't need to because I was there when Jen was like talking to her husband and they talk to each other so nicely or they're— I don't know if they've ever really ever raised their voices at each other. And Jen was like, I bought a pallet. And it's in the middle of the Red Sea.
Never got it.
I don't know what's in it, but it was a good deal. And I was like, I gotta go home. I've been wearing the same pants for 8 years. I never got it.
He didn't try that hard to find it either. I kind of like rely on him to be recon on stuff, you know? This is why I'm Erewhon and my husband is, God,
Costco.
He's not even.
He's Costco.
He's a 7-Eleven.
He's not a 7-Eleven. My husband is closer to a 7-Eleven. I think your husband is a Costco.
He was definitely.
He loves to make people. That guy, and I say this, he would make fun of me if I said this the wrong way. He likes to buy in bulk. That
he
is
does.
Not a comment on anything other than he is somebody who likes to have a house full of food and a house full of drinks. So everybody comes in and feels comfortable. Like today I came in and he's like, hey, you've been out all day. You want a sandwich? You want something to eat? You want some turkey?
This is what he said. You want some Starbucks egg white bites? Because I bought them in bulk at Costco. But
I think that's totally nice.
Can I tell you this hilarious thing too? Evidently, Costco bought up a bunch of Puma stuff because my husband, I have personally witnessed him go up to a guy and fist pound no less than 4 dudes and be like, Costco shirt, man, because he bought them in every single color that they have. These like comfy athletic shirts.
Say what you will. I know there's a meme that says like, you know, you've hit middle age when you start buying your clothes from Costco, but I do not remember designer jeans being at Costco when I was
they are now
28. And
you can get like Coach Bags and shit there. You can
Joe
get like,
jeans. You can get like nice stuff. So I'm looking at stuff.
Fancy jewelry and stuff like I gotta say though, I don't know if Costco looks like an easy or difficult partner.
Yeah, that's a tough.
It's a little bit of both.
Well, here's the problem. You know, if you date a Costco, that you're gonna have too much of everything, and it's gonna be you're gonna pay the piper. You know what I mean? It's not a reasonable. You're not dating someone reasonable if you're dating a Costco.
You know, my husband is a Costco because he's pretty easy until he's not, which is what Costco.
But most of the time,
like.
He's pretty easy.
Yeah. But then sometimes you go into a Costco and there's like tons of long lines or there's like a lot of assholes or like people elbowing you out of the way for like samples and stuff like that. So sometimes you go to Costco and it's not easy.
I'm trying to figure out what my husband would be.
I think he, let me think.
Well, what am I? I'm definitely like, I'm like basic. I'm Ralph's. I'm like, I'm real steady Eddie, I think.
I think you're Amazon Fresh because you can.
Thank you.
You go in there, you get the job done. You're not looking for a whole lot of frills. You're like, just give me the basic stuff that I need.
Do it myself, get out fast.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think your husband's more of like a Ralph's guy.
Home Depot.
Home Depot guy. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Let me think.
What other grocery stores are there? Oh, Aldi. I think Colin could be an Aldi, although we don't go there a lot. He's just like real brass tacks. You know, like, I need to buy a box of this
well,
and can I get some
deal with a bunch of extra stuff. That's
Costco's not like the big version of Aldi.
But Colin will surprise you because all of a sudden they've got a very surprising cheese selection. And every once in a while they have sequin pants, and that is so your husband in a nutshell.
Yeah, That's 100%.
You're like, all of a sudden, why do you have lawn furniture here?
And because he got it.
Because he got a good deal on it, right?
That is actually very true. We were
bulk
at
frozen pizzas.
Like, my husband is the person that should always own a pickup because we own one now. He literally, we were at the grocery store when we were expecting Finn, and I was so pregnant and we were so uncomfortable. And like, oh, no. This was when I was on my feet for 15 minutes after being on bed rest with Eleanor, and I went to Home Depot one day. That was what was like, and I was waddling, and I felt like just so much pain. It felt like my whole bottom was like a bowling ball, literally coming out of my butt and my vagina. I was like, God. And I saw this patio set, and I was like, that'd be real nice in our backyard. And my husband went back and got it, and that was my push
your
present.
Push
he
present?
Did not understand what that is.
That guy loves to use that truck so much. And so I'll be on a text thread just with my husband. All of a sudden, Colin jumps in that thread from nowhere and says, I'll go pick it
up. I'll go pick
whatever
it up.
You bought on Facebook. I'm
he
like,
is.
Let me use this truck.
Because he knows
so
we're buying it at a
that.
Deal. So he'll go get it. I'll be like, where is it? I'm like, babe, it's 2.5 hours
Colin
away.
Colin disagrees with my shopping until he hears the deal I got on it. And then he's like, where'd you do that? Where'd you find that?
Did we cover enough about dating and grocery stores in parallel? I feel like we really did.
I feel like it. I did feel like I had another thing I wanted to say about
these metaphors. I have to follow them, but I'm very into them. What if we make it so that people can ask us dating questions and we try to pair them with the right grocery store?
You know what? I think most people are good with like visuals or like maybe that's not even a visual. It's like the experience of it where you're like, I know that if I go into you know what's an easy person to date is cool. Nordstrom.
That's kind of fancy too.
They're fancy, but they take everything back, you know? And
if you're
like,
a Nordstrom, you've got things going on.
You could
Bloomingdale's,
screw
you might
over
be a little
Nordstrom if you wanted to, but they're confident and they don't kind of care. They're
kind of like,
still gonna be
I can
fine.
Take the hit.
Yeah.
Bloomingdale's, there's always a little tinge of a toad.
Totally. Yeah.
I'm always like, hi. Bloomingdale's is like, the girl that like you had a tussle with in high school that you just every time you see her, there's a little bit of that left.
Bloomingdale's is the only place I've ever been where I've like, usually I'm the protector of employees where I'm like, you need to back the fuck off, man. Because I guess they work on commission or something like that there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
This is where I lose
tough.
My mind. This is where I lose my mind. Has somebody been helping you? I don't know. Some dude just took the pants I was buying and ran off with them somewhere. So if you could find them, I'd appreciate it because I would like to buy them now and not have another one of you hawks swoop in and try and steal my wallet.
I just want to go back to TJ Maxx.
I'm out of here. I'm going to Costco.
I'm going to TJ Maxx.
My husband's already there.
My husband Costco's out front. You guys can stick with your air wands.
Colin
and
pulls
assholes
up with
together.
His truck. I already.
Yeah.
I got a ride. I'm fine, you guys.
Oh, my
guys.
God. Okay. I've got a mom box.
You've got a mom box. You
I rarely
sure do.
Do, but I've got one, and I like it a lot, and her name's Tara, and I'm going to just read it. What is it when they put an emoji where there's 100 with lines under it?
100%.
100%?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
It's not hot 100?
No.
I don't know what that is.
It means 100%. That means I've sent you that emoji about 1,000 times.
I have no idea
what
it meant.
Okay.
I just thought it was like, you're doing great.
Okay.
I also thought it was a 10 because now I'm wearing my readers and I see there's another zero behind it.
Uh-oh.
Here it is. Okay.
I don't like these people phoning it in with their 10%. I want somebody who gives 100%.
And I was like, Jen, I think you're more than 10. I don't know why you keep sending me a 10. Is it 10 on like a gymnast scale? Here we go. I just got new shorts at Marshall's. Oh, Jen, you've got to listen to this one. I just got new shorts at Marshall's yesterday because I am over, in all caps, O-V-E-R, letting my stupid perimenopause weight hold me back from being comfortable
fuck
this
yeah,
summer.
Fuck yeah, get the shorts,
that's
bitch.
Right.
The number
on the clothes is just a stupid number. I'd like to also just say thanks for running an episode of the podcast on perimenopause and advocating for yourself to get hormone replacement therapy. I felt seen, empowered, yay, and ready for a war yesterday at my annual physical, but my awesome doctor prescribed hormones before I even had a chance to push them. Keep doing important work for women with major aww dose of much needed comedy. Thank you. Tara, I would
fuck
high five
yeah, girl
you right now if you were
that's
standing
awesome
next to me. I just like that she was like, you know what? I'm just going to go do me, be me. Who cares about the size? Who cares about, geez, because at some point we just got to stop giving a shit.
I have noticed this lately that sizes are so variable. And the because I've been buying on Poshmark, you guys, and I order what I think is my size, and I'm like—
Poshmark is the stepsister we just don't talk about.
That's right. You go to Poshmark, that listen, a little bit of easy, a little bit of hard with that one, but I guarantee
more
you
hard
don't
than
marry
easy
her. You're not going to have an easy life.
Yeah.
You get married
and you don't know if what you're wearing is real. You don't know if that diamond band that she got you is
it's
real.
Like she's got a secret. She's got
is
a couple
it new
secrets with tags, or do you have one of those little yeah tagger
and then
things
all of a sudden the thing you bought that's new with tags is missing and you see it on her Poshmark. You're like, Julie, what? You didn't have that
yeah
when you left.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's true. Don't worry about sizes, ladies. Who cares?
Well,
get
I
in
do
the shorts.
I can see. Here's what I learned is that I am not a very good shopper. So I go where I know that there's a little bit of vanity sizing. So like if I go to a store and I like the brand and I can find it in that store and my size is one size smaller than if I'm what I really am, it kind of makes me feel better. I put on an 8 instead of a 10 and then I feel better about myself a little bit. I know that's dumb, but it's just one little thing.
I know, but here's the thing that everybody needs to know. Like a line of clothing, for the most part, is just somebody walking through literally a warehouse or a showroom in China going, I like that. I want that in spring line. I want that. And they put their label, they sew their label into it. And then they could even sew whatever size they want to have sewn into ugh it. So it's like, I'm like, whoever buys for Jessica Simpson is so good. They're so good. Yeah. Whoever is choosing that. So
why? Because they're good because
I like their
you
stuff.
You like their stuff and you like their sizing. I
you
see
can have the exact same okay item that's made by a different label. And they'll like vary it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Which is why I think we should
ban make free people. I'm sorry. I was just going to say that.
Totally. No, find and make our own shit because
yeah,
it's that's all people are doing. It's like,
well, fast fashion is a whole nother conversation, but back to her shorts. I do think it's awesome. She just went in there and was like, today, I'm just not going to worry about that. Cause you can do that. It's the hardest thing you'll ever do when something might make you feel bad or rattle your cage. If there's a point in your day where you can just go, I'm not going to let that
yeah
get
let
to
that
me today.
Me.
I'm going to give myself a pass on this one. I'm wearing shorts. I'm out. It's all for the good, whatever. Like, cause it is just this little assignment of one way of you can feel one way or you can feel the other. And it is kind of like telling yourself, I have to do a little bit of like, I have to be kind to myself in this moment.
Well, Tara, I want you to know.
We think they probably look great.
I think they look great. And also you saying that made me realize that when I was looking at buying dresses, and I'll show you the dresses for tomorrow, I bought a short one and a long one. And I was like, Jen, why do you think you can always wear a short skirt? Like, you've got to age up at some time.
What are you talking about?
I really thought that. I really was thinking that tonight. So I'm going to say, fuck it. I'm going to dress like a slut.
Yeah.
I am food for less all the way, girl.
Yeah. Know yourself. Now I got to go to Carhartt and get myself something that'll work for a party.
Kristen's REI.
I'm REI. I think the sexiest clothes come out of REI. REI or like a athleisure. That's all I want to wear. Or a button up.
All right. Okay. I'm going to show you my Crew hot men's flash. I'm I'm trying to find a picture of him.
Just say who it is.
You're not going to find this. You're going to laugh at me.
She likes to do this.
This is an old one. This is an old one.
Can you tee it up?
Old person. Okay, I'm showing Kristen a picture I just found on Google. He looks very thin there. I'm sorry. It's from the 50s.
You got to get your... We can't talk about that.
Do you know who that is?
It's Ronald Reagan. God, give me a break.
How did you know?
Because it looks like Ronald Reagan, you doof.
It does?
Because it's Ronald Reagan? How did you know? Because it's Ronald Reagan?
Okay. Does this look like Ronald Reagan?
He's hot. Yes, of course.
I think he's hot, right? I never in my life thought he was hot until I brought my kids to the Ronald Reagan Library. Who knew you were going to get...
He was a movie star. Yeah. He was literally the lead in movies.
What? We are kids of the 80s, Kristen. I just remember him like,
he was
being
a president.
An old, stodgy president. I know. I had no idea. But then I see him in like old school football attire, which is kind of like rugby attire.
He was 70 when he was president, Jen. Or was he 80?
He was 70. 110 if he was a day,
I know,
man.
Because anyone over 28 to us was like a crypt keeper.
Oh, my God. I know. So it never... And my kids are like, can we move on? I told you, I spent entirely too much time staring at his football days and then also the China patterns.
She's like, did he wear that jersey?
I was like, can I sniff it? Because it was the real stuff. It is. It's like their real rings. Like all of it had like their wedding cake topper and their
horny
bouquet.
Little woman walking through a library having dirty thoughts about a former president.
I was in a museum and I was like, what's up, RR?
Hey, I felt that when I've seen the caveman. No
and
joke.
I tell you
I'm
what,
like, what's
we went on Air Force One. You can walk through that retired plane. I was like, what happened in here, Ronnie?
Yeah.
What happened in here? With this simulated wood grain paneling.
Hey, and
there's
all those,
Nancy's room back there.
I'm just saying, I think we just podcasted.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.